This is Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone. Good morning and thanks for being with us. Spring is almost here. And for many people, it's time to make some long-awaited home repairs or even to remodel. And for others recovering from last year's floods, home repairs are still a necessity. But finding the right contractor is a very hard thing to do, especially when you're under stress. We spoke with Kia Ricci, a contractor and author of How to Avoid the Con in Construction. She offers some valuable tips to avoid making some costly mistakes. Here's Barbara Dabb.
Welcome, everybody, and good morning. I have a really fun guest on the line with me today, someone you're going to really enjoy listening to, but also with some really, really important information. Kia Ricci is a contractor, and she's the author of a brand new book called Avoiding the Con in Construction, which is something I think a lot of us worry about, especially given the aftermath of the flooding and a lot of people doing some rebuilding. So, Kia, welcome, and thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Welcome. Thank you also.
First of all, I guess, tell me a little bit about sort of what led you to write this book. What's sort of the overall message of the book? Because I think it's an area that confuses and frustrates a lot of us.
Well, I wrote the book because, as you know, in Florida, we have a lot of hurricanes. And in 2005, three hurricanes came through the Central Florida area, and this area was completely devastated. And as a result, there was not only an influx of contractors, legitimately licensed and insured contractors, but we also had a number of con men come to town. Mm-hmm. And I was just devastated by the fact that here you have these homeowners, their house is a disaster, perhaps the roof is blown off,
right.
And then comes in a con man, steals a deposit, or perhaps does work that was not to code and unsafe, and leaves town. So it was a double whammy, and I felt that homeowners needed to be educated about contracting because it's really quite straightforward to get information on contractors' qualifications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, it, and you're right, it's straightforward, and yet I think it's really scary to a lot of people. And we've done extensive remodeling and construction on homes through the years, and, you know, you get this dream in your head, assuming it's not as a disaster, it's a cosmetic project you want to do or an expansion, you kind of get a thought, oh, I think I'll add a room on, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, okay, so I've got a little money in the bank, I know, you know, all that stuff, but how do I get started? And of course, for folks that have been through a disaster like a hurricane, a tornado, which we have come through here in Nashville quite a bit, and the flooding, when you're in a disaster situation, it's not for fun. You need to get it done fast so you can get back into your house. And that straightforward process is filled with so much emotion that it's really sometimes overwhelming. People are grieving a lot of loss and they just don't even know where to begin. So you're right about that. And it's great that you were able to put this all together and in sort of a one-stop shop for people to kind of take them through the steps step by step. And I had heard about con men coming into town and trying to swindle people out of their construction money. And I mean, there's a lot of bad things out there, but I can think of very little that's as awful as that. I mean, that's just, plus it gives your industry, you know, such a bad name in terms and makes people so distrustful of those of you that are obviously honest and licensed and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, it is a shame.
So what's the first step? I mean, really, you want to make sure that someone is licensed. How do you go about doing that?
Well, it's very straightforward. To begin with, you need to understand why licensing is important. The state uses professional licensing as a means to ensure that the practitioner knows what he or she is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So the state determines, for example, which professions require regulating, and they can be as diverse as realtors, architects, contractors, CPAs. And then the state will go on to determine which tradespeople specifically need licensing. And in construction, they can range from plumbers, electricians, mechanical, which is your heat and air contractors,
sure,
and your general contractors. So, for example, a painter may not need a professional license, but a plumber may. And in Tennessee, plumbers and electricians require licensing as well as a general contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other trades also, but they come into play more so in commercial construction. And it's so straightforward to determine whether or not a contractor is not only licensed, but if his or her trade requires licensing, because you navigate to the state's website, and I'd like to emphasize the state's website because their information is the most current and right. accurate. And, for example, you could use Google and enter in search terms such as State of Tennessee Contractor Licensing Database.
Mm-hmm.
And once you arrive at this web page, you're not only going to have the option to enter in the contractor's name, but there's going to be a drop-down menu that shows the various trades that require licensing per the state of Tennessee.
Wow.
And that way you can verify whether or not the contractor is licensed as he or she claims. Because
mm-hmm.
as you know, paperwork can be forged.
Yes.
So you want to always use these state-provided resources.
Right. And I would assume if somebody is licensed, they're going to be more than happy to give you whatever information they can to prove it, because they go through a lot to get that.
Yes, that's correct.
So I guess if somebody is sort of like dodging the question or whatever, that might be a red flag that you better do your homework.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about what bonding is, because I know for me, in the past when I've been doing work on my home, it's always confusing the difference between licensed and bonded.
That's a red flag in my book. When a subcontractor hands me a card that says licensed, bonded, and insured, it tells me that this contractor most likely doesn't know what he or she is talking about, because projects, not people, are generally bonded.
Ah.
And bonding comes into play in primarily government work, the roads that are being built, for example, in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
But residential construction rarely is bonded because there's a cost associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that should be a red flag when someone sees or is handed a business card that says licensed, bonded, and insured. The only exception that I can think of is an alarm contractor
mm-hmm.
occasionally will be bonded, but it's with a fidelity bond, and that's ensuring that he or she who's installing the alarm system and is given the security code, that they've had a background check, and you know, obviously don't come back 12 hours later during the night and come into your home.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that's great, because that's something that, you know, now is the bonding, is that also state by state in terms of what's required?
Yes, or company by company. But generally speaking, a bonding company is going to look at a contractor's licensing,
mm-hmm.
insurance, past performance. They're going to look at their financial statements, and they're going to look at their ability to perform on that job that they're getting bonded for.
I see. I'm speaking with Kia Ritchie. She's a contractor and the author of a really helpful book called Avoiding the Con in Construction. And we're talking a lot about how to recognize whether your contractor is licensed, what that means, why it's important, ways to spot somebody who might be trying to con you. So these are really great suggestions. And of course, for those of us that have, you know, like you, have live in areas where there's kind of regular disasters, floods, hurricanes, although we you know that what we experienced here last spring isn't necessarily going to repeat itself. But for a lot of folks, it's you have to do all this so quickly. Is it really, I mean, what do you do when you've lost everything, you're living in a hotel, or maybe you're staying with friends or relatives, and you just got to get stuff done fast? Is it possible to get all this checking process done quickly? Is it easy enough to be able to just kind of go, okay, or are there places where you can go to get some assistance with this?
Well, it's much faster than it ever was before because of the internet.
Right.
And I always recommend that you do your investigation and research before the fact. For instance, in Florida, yes, we have hurricanes on a regular basis, so I recommend that homeowners have a short list of qualified contractors ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
But in Tennessee, again, you, if possible, do this research beforehand,
right,
because you want to be able to move forward quickly. And not only is licensing insurance available on the web, but insurance, for example, workers' comp,
mm-hmm.
can be readily looked up on the state of Tennessee's workers' comp division
mm-hmm.
website. And insurance is very important.
Right. I know. And that's something that I think a lot of us, you know, there's so much to deal with. And, life insurance, health insurance. And of course, you've got to get insurance for these kinds of projects as well. How do you build that into the process and really make sure that you're going to come in on budget?
Well, having a concise scope of work is essential. And the scope of work are all the documents that comprise what is going to be done. And they may be in the form of blueprints or they may simply be a written document. But they have to be very concise. The homeowner needs to be calling out what specific flooring is going in, which specific appliances, and how about those countertops? Are they marble, granite, or are they a laminate?
Mm-hmm.
And that is probably one of the things that causes the cost and schedule to go over, to overrun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important to either work with an architect who is trained in this field, or if the homeowner is going to create the scope of work, to, again, be very concise. Go to these retail stores, call out the very specific product that you would like installed in your home, and including the finish.
Right.
You know, is it a pewter finish, or is it a stainless steel item that's being installed? This all has to be called out.
Right. One of the things that we have done in the past when we've remodeled is offer penalties if it goes vastly over the time limit, and bonuses if they come in on schedule. Is that something, and it's worked great because every project we've ever done, it's been on schedule, on budget. We've really been on top of things, but it requires so much diligence. Is that something that you recommend as well?
Absolutely. You know, every homeowner should have a comprehensive contract in place. Most likely, it'll be filed away after it's executed and never brought up again.
Mm-hmm.
But when things go wrong, you want to make sure you have a comprehensive contract in place. In fact, you did your due diligence, and I'm sure that the contractor recognized that you were a professional and really was on his best behavior.
Yeah.
But absolutely, the contract needs to address schedule, scope of work, and a number of issues. In fact, you know, a construction attorney will generally charge as little as $300 to $500 to review a contract.
Wow, that's nothing when you're talking, you know, tens of thousands.
Absolutely. So they will look out for the homeowner's best interest and make sure that not only is everything covered in the contract, but that also the homeowner doesn't have any liabilities.
Right. And of course, you recommend the same process really should happen, whether it's a, you know, a small job, you know, moving a wall or building a whole house. I mean, I would assume that these same standards should apply regardless of the size of the job.
Absolutely. Because consider, for example, lien laws. They can apply to a simple repair as well as the construction of a new home or an addition. So you need to be very familiar with what is termed contracting. It's all these issues that people are ill-informed about,
right.
And it's so important. It actually is 50% of every construction job.
Zone About Town is a public affairs presentation of 104.5 The Zone. As always, your input, comments, and topic suggestions are welcome. Go to 104.5thezone.com and tell us about the issue you'd like to hear about on Zone About Town. From 104.5 The Zone.